Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth, the DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Andy Hosler. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second, the center fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third, the DH, Jim Spencer. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth, the catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Larry Monroe. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Monroe covering, for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Essien and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garr, who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Otis scores. It's 1-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monroe has Brett trapped. He runs over and tags Brett for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hosler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Brett steals second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White catches it and throws to first to double up Bell. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Essien moves to third. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Essien scores. There goes Garr trying to get to home. Cowens throws the ball into White, who relays the ball to Stinson, who tags Garr, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's Royals 1, White Sox 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horta. McRae reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. John Way then pinch hits for Bob Stinson. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Essien and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. McRae scores. It's 2-1, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Forster covering, for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Way then now catching. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Tom Paquette. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent strikes out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Essien and he is out. Stein applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garr strikes out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Jim Spencer. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler fires to first and picks off Bannister. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 2 in the game. Stein hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clay Carroll now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Way then moves to third. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields the ball and throws to Carroll covering. Safe. White moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.